When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. We have been dealing with crazy weather in South Florida this week. And this crazy weather not only has been giving us a lot of not sunshine, but also been actually ended up shutting down the Fort Lauderdale Airport, which is absolutely insane because Fort Lauderdale Airport is a major airport for the South Florida area. And so the Fort Lauderdale Airport actually ended up being shut down for like a day and a half from the flooding and all the crazy things. So outside of that, other things that have been going on in the financial markets, well, it's been another crazy week. As you probably noticed that every week I say, I feel like the same exact thing. So this week we had more interesting things going on in the market, unemployment numbers, no presidents getting arrested this week, but just a lot of things happening. And one of the biggest things was the kickoff of earnings season for Q2. And as you guys know, I've been waiting for the Q2 kickoff of earnings season, I guess for like a couple weeks now. So this has been that week. So this week, we've had earnings from a lot, not tons, but a few major companies. But one of the big earnings that we're all keeping our eyes out on for this week is financials. So for this week, we have a lot of financials that have started to release their earnings. And it's really exciting, but it's also really the kickoff to kind of know, like, how is the rest of the earnings season going to go? As you guys know, we had the big fallout of Silicon Valley Bank and a lot of people leaving Silicon Valley Bank to go to Chase Bank and go to Wells Fargo Bank and things of that nature. But I don't think they're starting to see the financial benefits of people switching banks just yet, right? So with that being said, we're really interested to see even this week and over the following weeks, how that fallout or transition of dollars is going to pan out, okay? So this week started out pretty meh, okay? To say the least. The market was down, like down Monday, Tuesday. And then as we started to end out the week, the market started to go up. And it didn't just go up, but it actually ended this Thursday at the highest that the S&P has ended for this year. So that was a really cool thing to see and to see the market rebounding. We also had unemployment numbers come out this week that were a little bit better than anticipated, although we're all waiting to really start to feel the fallouts of all the layoffs that are happening in the tech industry, in the tech market, right? Okay, so going into our earnings, one of the big earnings we were keeping our eyes out on was Delta Airlines. So Delta Airlines released their earnings and ended up coming out not bad, but actually pretty good. But their stock ended up falling, not a lot, but just about 20 cents or so per share. But there is a very, very strong outlook, despite the fact that they actually said they had a profitable Q1 and that they are anticipating Q2 to also be very profitable. Listen, people are back outside. They're ready to travel. They're ready to visit their family and friends they haven't seen for years. So I honestly think that all airline stocks are going to do pretty well over this earnings season, okay? Other companies that have released their earnings this week, we also had actually not just earnings, but a purchase, I would say. So Express's shares soared 26% after they went into a deal to buy Bonobos from Walmart at a major discount, at a very, 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 very big discount. And that's big because Express shares are not trading very high at all. I know that when I was in, high school and college, Express was the go-to, right, when it came to buying our suits. But it's not a company that you hear about as much. They're really, really trying to rebound lately and really start to regain market share. So shout out to Express for deciding to make this purchase and to hopefully rebound over the next year or so with the purchase of the Bonobos brand. But I don't think I've actually ever heard of the Bonobos brand. So we'll see how that goes. Now, gearing up for next week, we have a lot of things that we're keeping our eyes out on. Okay. So next week is really, I would say this is the kickoff of earnings week this week, but next week is really going to be like when it like hits the ground running. Okay. So going into next week, we have our eyes on, as I mentioned, tons of financials. Okay. One being Bank of America. All right. So next Tuesday, the 18th, we have Bank of America, Bank of New York, Ericsson, Goldman Sachs, Johnson & Johnson, Lockheed Martin, Mercantile Bank, just to name a few, all right? Going into Thursday the 19th, we also have U.S. Bank Corp. I told y'all, all the banks are reporting their earnings, Ally Financial, Citizens Financial, Morgan Stanley, and a whole exchange. NASDAQ will be releasing their earnings as well, okay? Other companies that we're keeping our eyes out on next week, American Express, Alaska Air, AutoNation, Bank of California, Fifth Third Bank Corp, Nokia, Rite Aid, who else we have here? Sandy Spring, right? So we have tons and tons of financials releasing their earnings next week. On top of that, Procter & Gamble. So as I said, next week is going to be a really big earnings week. So this is the kickoff of earnings week, but next week is really going to be when everyone hits the ground running. So there's going to be tons of opportunities. Hopefully you guys were able to take advantage of the big run up that happened on Thursday when all the tech companies, all the financial companies, everybody and their mama's stock just completely shot up. And if you had calls on those, you probably were very happy on that Thursday. All right. So as I said, this is the kickoff of earnings season. The next few weeks should be very fun, but not just fun, but very profitable for all of us. Okay. So I want to conclude today's episode with one of my affirmations, one of my favorite affirmations that I say every day throughout the day. I am a money magnet. And I hope that all of you guys are money magnets as we go into this earnings season and as we continue to make profitable trades every day. We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.